Psalms 51. It says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, and according to the multitudes of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions." Request number one. Number two, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities." Request number two. Number three, "Cleanse me from my secret sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins are ever before me." First, number four, "Against you and only you have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak and clear when you judge." Wow. I think we have to go back and talk about verse number four. Verse number five, "Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts, you make me to know wisdom. But I got another request for you, God. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide not your face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquities," because it keeps on coming back, God. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit." I used to be nice. I used to be sweet. I used to be considerate. I used to have integrity. But somewhere along the line, my spirit got dirty. "Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore the joy of my salvation. I'm saved, but I'm not happy about it anymore. Uphold me with your free spirit. And if you do this for me," verse number 13 says, "then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners I'll convert unto you."